Tom C. McKnight Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Susan Lorraine, L-O-R-R-A-I-N-D, H-A-M-M-O-N-T-R-E. Address is 2050 Springfield Drive, number 215, Chico, California, 95928. Phone 530-717-8173. ID is XXXXXX0878. Date of birth 1/21/1944. 79-year-old, right-handed woman. Insurance is Medicare. Pharmacy is WellCare Prescription Drug Plan. It is addressed, it is addressed to Laura Schiff, S-C-H-I-F-F-F-N-P, Mangrove Medical Group, 1040 Mangrove Avenue, Chico, California, 95926-3509. Phone is 530-345-0064. Fax 530-345-0680. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history and findings of epilepsy. Dear professional colleague, dear Laura Schiff and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Susan Hammontree, who was seen this morning accompanied by her sister, providing additional information and supportive help to her sister with a recent history of developing symptoms of epilepsy, which by their concern and determination in concert with Dr. Varma, V-A-R-M-A, at Enloe Hospital, developed an adverse reaction associated with recurrent spells of epileptic behavior while taking paroxetine with tramadol, possibly suffering an adverse interaction. New paragraph. Her medical records provided from the hospital show a history of isolated seizure with a diagnosis of seizure disorder in June of 2021 with a report of a simple seizure and no recurrence since 2005. New paragraph. Current medical problems, aortic valve stenosis, chronic kidney disease stage 3, right knee joint pain, osteoarthritis, squamous cell carcinoma, GERD, history of rheumatic fever, seasonal allergy, hypothyroidism, essential hypertension, acute stroke 1960, tobacco/estrogen therapy, dyslipidemia, osteopenia, grade 3 over 6 heart murmur, she experienced difficulty following discharge instructions after hospitalization. New paragraph. She was placed on Keppra medication following 3 episodes of aphasia, the last in August of 2023. Keppra, previously utilized, was stopped in 2005. Without recurrence of seizures, but was reinitiated while evaluation including MR, CT, imaging, and EEG was completed. She was found to have bursts of potentially epileptiform activity on her diagnostic electroencephalogram. New paragraph. Following her clinical evaluation, determination of possible adverse reaction on 2 medications producing seizures. Those medicines were discontinued, as was Keppra, progressively. New paragraph. Today, by her and her sister's report, she has returned to normal and has no more cloudy headedness. Keppra has been discontinued without any recurrence of seizures. New paragraph. MR brain imaging completed at Enloe Medical Center on August 30th. Showed evidence of moderate confluent nonspecific scattered T2 flare signal hyperintensities in the white matter. Nonspecific findings commonly seen in chronic ischemic disease. The remainder of the study was reported to show only atrophy, with no acute intracranial abnormalities. New paragraph. She was noted to be treated for hypotension, including antibacterial treatment with Bactrim and Cefdinir. And 1 gram of ceftriaxone IM. She was reported to suffer a change in mentation following Rocephin injection at home prior to transport to Enlo Hospital for evaluation, when she was found to be hypotensive and possibly septic. She was treated for right knee pain swelling following surgery several weeks ago. Surgical follow-up was scheduled. New paragraph. Her neurological examination by observation today remains within normal limits. She is alert, oriented, pleasant, insightful, and appropriately responsive to examiner's questions, thinking as logical, goal-oriented, and without unusual ideation or expression except for over concern about the interaction of the medications potentially producing breakthrough epilepsy. New paragraph. Today, following her examination interview and review of her findings, I discussed with Susan and her sister the need to complete a focused evaluation on her epilepsy and the recurrence of such in stressful and potentially exceptional circumstances. New paragraph. In consideration of further and ongoing care, I am referring her for a static and dynamic ambulatory EEG to exclude any evidence of persistent epileptiform activity, for which reinitiation of her Keppra medication would be important in reducing her risk for further seizures and injury. New paragraph. I was surprised that she was not scheduled for a follow-up appointment with Dr. Varma, who saw and completed a comprehensive and excellent evaluation in the hospital by their report. New paragraph. At this time, I don't believe that she needs any further brain imaging procedures. New paragraph. Certainly, follow-up of her knee surgery outcome and recent clinical symptoms as indicated, as already scheduled. New paragraph. I will see her for reevaluation and follow-up with the results of her electroencephalographic studies for further recommendations and treatment. New paragraph. Today I indicated clearly to them that with her previous history of seizure and possible seizure disorder, that she may have suffered breakthrough seizures in exceptional circumstances, possibly precipitated by a medical interaction of the medicines that they described. New paragraph. This does not exclude, however, the possibility that she has an underlying seizure disorder and that this needs to be treated and stabilized on a continuous basis to avoid future risks of recurrent epilepsy. And so I respectfully, with my professional signature.